because I used to look at them all the time. You don't see that. You might still see them in the desert.
Thank you. Hey. What's up? Okay.
Okay.
So here's the thing. You're listening to CKUT 90.3, the Tuesday morning show. You just heard Venicia from Ryuichi Sakamoto. Before that, The Orb with Little Fluffy Clouds. Before that was Congress with You Gotta Get It. Okay? It's coming off a compilation of British funk. Before that, you had End to End with Money Talks. Money Talks. Okay? That was also an old British soul tune. And what did we have before that? I think it was before that. Yeah, that was Well Dinner by Sinbad, but I said that last time. Anyways, okay. So, you can find that set list on Instagram at ckut.tuesday, and you can go to the radio station website to find it, www.ckut.ca. Remember, you're listening to the Tuesday morning show. And let's get in to my interview with friend of the show, Jerry Paper. We are checking in
on Jerry Paper because he has a new album coming out. And he talked to me about it the other day because we talked on Zoom because that's what we do. Every 2 years we do that, I think. Anyways, let's call our friend Jerry Paper.
Hi, I'm Jerry Paper, the guy behind the music. Let me take you behind the scenes of my new album. Now, close your eyes. Come on, close those eyes. That's better.
How are you?
Hanging in there. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Are you and your family safe and healthy?
Yeah, we're doing all right. Kind of like separated from most of my family, but
yeah.
My wife and I just hanging out. She just cut my hair for the first time. I think it was okay.
That's awesome. I need to do the same.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, everything here is, you know, shut down as well. Yeah. It's just been me at the place for a week or so now, so it's been interesting.
Yeah.
So I think the last time I spoke to you was like the end of 2018.
Right.
You touring in support of your last album, Like a Baby, and you were playing a show in Montreal. With like Prophet and the rest of the Stones Throw crew,
yeah,
in Montreal, yeah, yeah. That was, I think that was a year and a half ago, I think, about now. But yeah,
September, October or something.
Yep. It was a funny story in some way, in the sense I was like putting together the last interview for my radio show. And I had come across this old video, like kind of like interview of you, but it was like kind of filmed the mockumentary style.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. My friend actually, who lives in Montreal, filmed that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly what I was going to get Spencer. Yeah. I was like looking and trying to find who had made the video so I could ask permission to use like an audio clip from it. And I was like hunted down and realized, I was like, huh, this person, from what it sounds like, this person think works at CKUT, because I kept finding like videos from the radio station. And then I realized it was Spencer. after like such a small world. But yeah. how did you guys know each other?
I met a lot of people in Montreal in like 2010, I'd say, through my friends Edwin and Andy White, who play in the band Tonstar's Bandit.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically through them, I met like a lot. I have a lot of friends in Montreal through that. And also my wife is from Montreal. Yeah. Basically through doing music in New York, and I would just go back and forth between Montreal and New York a lot.
Yeah.
I love a lot of people up there.
I remember when you came, when we did the last interview, you guys, I mean, there was like four artists touring, right? And you had a full band with you as well. And you guys were all on one bus.
It's a lot of people to live in a bus with for a month.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to do it. So
usually it's just my band in a van. You know, it's just like the five of us in a car, which is also, you know, as much as I love them so much, and still can be, you know, difficult to just be with the same people. Honestly, I feel like isolating in the quarantine time is very similar. Like, it's like similar to try to figure out how to negotiate your alone time if you live with someone. I mean, it's similar. Like, I used to tour alone also for maybe like 5 years, and that was difficult in its own ways, and it was also very, very nice in its own ways.
On that note, your earlier releases were very much felt like, anyways, more solo and like synth-driven albums. But starting with Toontime Raw, anyways, you started incorporating more live instrumentation or session musicians. And the last album, you toured with a full band. So, are those other members that tour with you, are they also included in do you record other people during the recording process, or is your recording process still primarily solo and just including others for the live performances? Or?
I mean, it really varies album from album. I don't really use my live band for recording. I mean, I think on the new record for Abracadabra, I really tried to do stuff myself. I thought it would be an interesting experiment after being like very, very collaborative for the past couple of records. You know, Toontime with Bad Bad and Like a Baby with like, you know, a few members of Bad Bad and also a bunch of other people in Toronto, just like in their studio. And this time I, you know, had access to the Stone's Throw studio and had access to like an engineer, Jake Theater, who does like kind of runs the Stone Throw studio. So he like engineered, mixed, and mastered together.
Did the process feel a lot different? And how has it been since, I guess, your second album recording with them?
It was good. You know, the first record I just like I had already made and was chopping it around. So this is the first time like doing a record with them, being able to use their studio and resources, and you know, it was super fun. I think it came out really well. Like I feel like I was able to explore my own personal like kind of making an album alone but in a studio, which is very different from making an album alone in your bedroom or making an album with people in a studio. We'll see if people like it.
So I guess I wanted to ask, so your last album, Like a Baby, kind of covered a variety of topics, but a lot of them seem to kind of ponder the, I don't know, sounds kind of cheesy, but the human condition in a way. I mean, I don't know. Is there any set of ideas you had, or is there anything particularly on your mind while you're writing the songs for the new album?
I mean, kind of the same stuff I'm always thinking about, like life and death and living your life under capitalism and like, I don't know, figuring out how to exist and be yourself. I mean, I think a big thing that I was thinking about a lot when I was writing this record is like talk therapy, because I started doing that and it has been absolutely mind-blowing and revolutionary for my life. Just the simple act of talking through things and using your words and like, yeah, So there's a song called Spit It Out that really is dear to me, that like deals with that. But yeah, I mean, a lot of things. There's a song called Memorial Highway that is also very special to me, that is about, you know, dying and being remembered, which is, I think, a topic I think about a lot. Puppeteer is about isolation, because I actually do that to myself constantly. I mean, you know, I tour for 4 months of the year, and then the remaining 8 months I'm pretty much at home. So I spend a lot of time alone in my house. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just kind of, a lot of my lyric writing comes from, it's less so much focused as like a concept of what the album is about, and more just like what I'm going through at this time.
Yeah, Puppeteer, I guess, totally. I guess you wrote it a while ago and it was totally written in a completely different context. But as I'm sure you are aware, it seems aptly relevant to the current moment. Particularly the lines about not only isolation, being stuck at home, but the feeling of getting nothing done while doing it.
Yeah, definitely. That's actually the first song that I wrote after I finished Like a Baby. Like, I think I wrote it maybe like a month or two after that. And then, yeah, I mean, it totally came out. I was like feeling really good about it. And then it just kind of like, you know, sat there until I recorded the record. And yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I mean, something that I've been thinking about a lot since finishing this record, you know, as an artist, I worry a lot about misinterpretation, and you know, I don't know, you know, I put so much of myself into the lyrics and the music, and when you make a record, all of a sudden you have to give it away to everybody, and you have control over it and whatever you wrote. But I think I'm starting to realize that there's something very beautiful in relinquishing control and relinquishing meaning. That like everyone makes their own meaning, and everyone is able to engage with a work and get something different out of it. And I think that's why art is cool. That's why it's like a thing for the world. But it's just, yeah, it's super interesting to like make something that really, I mean, it was about like me not leaving my house, and like feeling kind of trapped and feeling like, you know, yeah, I don't know. It was just like a sci-fi exploration of that concept. And it's very interesting that it just happens to coincide with this global pandemic where everyone's fucking stuck inside, and it's absolute like psychotic insanity constantly. So it's, you know, I wish that didn't happen and people couldn't relate to this.
Yeah.
You know, totally fine. It's just, yeah, it's interesting how context changes the way that people engage with things and make meaning.
I can see how it could be stressful to stress about how people might interpret the song, but I do, yeah.
I feel like it's more about, like, did I do a good enough job to get my idea across? And then to ultimately realize, like, oh, there's no good job in music. You're just making a bunch of stuff up, and then a bunch of people project their own things onto it. That's what it is.
So yeah, totally.
Why stress about that? I feel like I had to go through this whole process of learning to let go and learning to not worry about if I did a good job getting my ideas across, and just, you know, they mean something to me, and, you know, if all goes well, they'll mean something different to everybody else.
Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of like, I mean, I don't like digging into, if I really connect with a certain song at a certain moment, sometimes I don't like going and looking up the lyrics if I don't know exactly they are, or trying to figure out the meaning, because sometimes they can take away the projection that I had put onto it. That was real and meaningful, even if it wasn't what the artist had intended. Yeah. You know, it's still real in my in how I felt and how I interpret it. So yeah, I
have written songs by misinterpreting lyrics and another thing, and then being like, oh, I liked my meaning more, and then I'll like go explore that idea that like, you know, came to me from misinterpreting words.
yeah. Okay. Well, we. I hope we get to see you tour again sometime in the near future when it's safe, of course. for everyone.
Yeah. Too.
And I can't wait to hear the album. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Lucas, thanks for speaking again with me again, and in a way supporting college radio. And thank you for dealing with this audio fiascos. This is, I think, a continuing learning situation as I try to figure out the best way to do interviews at home.
Totally. I would say it was totally, we did our best.
Absolutely. I 90% as well. I think 90% perfect quality, and then I'll just have to get creative with, you know, editing around the choppy and bits at the end of this conversation. Awesome. Okay. Well, Lucas, have a great, have a great week. And, hope you and your family stay safe and well. And hopefully we'll see you in Montreal sometime in the near future.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Okay. As a book, have a good one. Away,
I think about what I've done today. It's nothing. I've done nothing. Accomplished nothing. Rather carefully pick up jigsaw I've been working on. We're rather staring now. Make up your mind, you fool. Tick-tock of time, you fool. You're out of line, you fool. Tick-tock of time. I trudge you back to
CKZ
90.3.
The Tuesday morning show. You just heard from Jerry Paper, friend of the show. Talked about his new album coming out May 15th. If you don't listen to him, I highly recommend you check his work out. It's super trippy.
Oh yeah.
L'action se déroule dans ta ville, vue d'hélicoptère ou du haut d'un building. Et puis la caméra zoom avant jusqu'à ton appartement. Doudoudoudou, si soit-il. Tel est le nom du film, comme il est dit dans le scénario. Au plan de toi dans ton berceau, comme il est précisé dans le script. Lumière tamisée, flou artistique. Ainsi soit-il. Tel est le nom du film. Sur la bande-son, une cloche qui sonne. Fondu enchaîné sur la cour d'une école. Un lièvre, une tortue, trois mousquetaires. Et plus tard, les fleurs du mal de Charles Baudelaire. Ainsi soit-il. Tel est le nom du film. Autre séquence, autre scène. Chant contre chant, gros plan sur elle. T'as raison, y'a que l'amour qui vaille la peine. Demande à l'éclairagiste qui l'était. Doudoudoudou, ainsi soit-il. Tel est le nom du film. Flashback, tu regardes en arrière. Toutes les choses que t'as pas pu faire. Tu voudrais disparaître dans le rétroviseur, mais personne n'a jamais arrêté le projecteur. Ainsi soit-il. Tel est le nom du film. Trapling sur un corbillard qui passe, sans faire de bruit, sans laisser de traces. Un bébé qui pleure dans la maison d'en face. Quand quelqu'un s'en va, un autre prend sa place. Ainsi soit-il. Tel est le nom du film. Alors la caméra zoom arrière et tu remontes dans l'hélicoptère. L'océan.
Les yeux brûlants aux larmes de l'océan. Thank you.
C-K-U-T. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah. Yes, you're listening to the Tuesday Morning Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm speaking to you from the other side of the radio. I'm in my apartment. And it's morning for me, too. It's Sunday morning. So you're listening to a pre-record of the COVID era. And you just heard YMO. That's Yellow Magic Orchestra with Perspective. Man, YMO, one of my favorite bands. Maybe of all time. Playing a lot of Ryuichi Sakamoto, YMO, today. Before that, you had heard Taiko Onuki with Chance. No, not Chance. I don't remember what this song's called. Before that... Oh, no. That you didn't hear that. I'm playing that next. You heard Mikado with Naufrage and Hiver. Before that, Louis Chedi with Wansi. I can't even pronounce it. Swatted. If you want to see that, you can go to the Tuesday Morning Show account on Instagram. That's CKUT.Tuesday on Instagram. I'll post a set list there. And this like echo is bothering me. Or go to the radio station website at CKUT.ca and I'll post it there. And let's get back into it. You before that heard Jerry Paper interview. We spoke the other day. He has a new album coming out on May 15th. I really love his stuff. Jerry does a really good job. Well, Lucas, rather his name, kind of created this entity that is Jerry Paper. And there's a whole universe around Jerry Paper. And he does a lot of cool collaboration with visual artists such as Steve Smith or Cole Cush from Edmonton, who has a background in clinical prosthetics and then leveraged that to start like an animation career. And he makes these really trippy lifelike creatures. And they do a lot of music videos for Jerry. And so there's like constantly these new creatures being added to the Jerry Paper universe. And Jerry himself can, lyrically, his songs are interesting. They'll take a down-to-earth issue or problem and kind of put them in interesting context. Like songs off the last album, My God, was kind of based off the Calvinist notion, the Puritan notion that the United States was founded on, in that, you know, the more money you have, the closer you are to God. So in this song, My God, and the music video for it, Jerry Paper, we find Jerry Paper recently dead and having to go to heaven and go through his tax returns with God to see if he can get into heaven. Before that, Two Time Raw was an album that he did in 2016, and a lot of the premise of it was like cartoon characters dealing with real depression and anxiety. So anyways, I like his songs because they're kind of like interesting thought experiments, and I like his approach to music, which is very like Muzak lounge vibes. But anyways, let's get back into it.
You are listening to CKUT 90.3. Let's listen to Prefab Sprout with Bear Park.
Gonna mend it for all time when I see your DNA. this broken spirit, gonna heal it for all time. When I see your dear name upon a sign,
I'm not afraid to die.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, the Tuesday morning show. And you just heard Whitmer Thomas with He's Hot off his new album from his comedy special. Before that, Grauzone with Hinterdenbergen. Before that, Taiko Onuki with Chance. Some of the songs I played after that Jerry Paper interview were songs that I found from Jerry Paper, from his DJ set, so shout out to that. I hope you enjoyed this show, you guys, as much as I did. I like doing shows from home, actually. It's a little more work, but hey, I mean, it's the morning still. I can play some more funky music. Not that I can, but I just want to, because I can dance while I'm doing the show, which is great. So I'm just in the mood for more funkier stuff. And yeah, so we're going to keep doing this. Okay, we'll see you next week. We'll do another pre-record just like this. I think, you know, it started off a little rough with the transitions. I think I was relying too much on my pre-cue channel. But I think now, at the end, I got it down. I think we're good for now on. Let's close this show out, you guys. You can follow the show at ckut.tuesday on Instagram. I see, it's time for you to stop lurking and just hit that follow, okay? I'm talking to you. I know you listening right now that listens every week and just never engages with the Tuesday morning universe besides listening to the show. So follow. All right, we'll see you next week, guys. Let's close out with this one from Jerry Paper, Fuzzy Logic. Remember, his new album comes out May 15th.
C-C-C-K-K-K-U-U-T-T.
The simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask, and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. Be a day we all will say what's up.